Financial Matters.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Dr. Frank Magwegwe is here with me in studio. Dr. Frank, are you well this evening?
I'm good. Good evening, 702 and Kev Talk listeners. I'm thinking about your story of the big investment conference.
Yeah.
Because one of the, I guess, sad pieces of news that came out today is that the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, they have slashed, partly because of the problem with electricity, South Africa's growth rate. Guess to what? 0.1%.
It's almost like nothing, like zero.
And of course, the issue of the grey listing is going to come
That's
into...
That's part of it, yes.
The issue of the fact that we are, quite frankly, on junk status at the moment as an economy, right?
It's very tough, yeah, exactly.
So what do you think that is going to be the attraction to investors? And I know that the president has a goal of something like 1.3 trillion rands that he wants to realize in terms of investment commitments. I always never understand what that means. There are investment commitments that must be realized. I just never understand these things. But what is the story going to be from your perspective, Dr. Frank? What are we going to be saying to both domestic and foreign investors at this convention?
Yeah, I think they're just packaging it as, you know, we're going through problems at the moment, electricity being one of the major ones. But you are long-term investors. We've got huge potential. Look at our plans we've put in place to get off the grey listing. Because, for example, we've been talking a lot around Mauritius. Took them about 2 years, you know, to get off that. So I think that's one piece of the news. We have potential. There are the plans to get off grey listing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, around electricity, here's what we are doing. We even appointed the Minister of Electricity. We are doing all we can to make sure that we have enough electricity so that when you have invested now during times of challenge, the long term, you should see benefits out of that. Because we are looking at, you know, 10, 20 investment horizons.
Do you think investors will buy that?
I think some will.
Yeah.
Because we do have, you know, potential, people willing to work.
Made, sure.
We've got, you know, the tourism. We're trying to get manufacturing in. I think some people may say, you know, we have had the same message for a while, because there are some issues just around the infrastructure spend that has just not been there. There are just issues around perhaps rigid labor laws. Some people argue around that. And perhaps they'll say, you know, it's good talk. We're not seeing acting here. So it's a hard sell. My view is, yes, you know, the message is around we have potential, we're solving our problems. Yeah, but it's a tough sell, especially now with 0.1% growth.
It's going to be a tough sell.
It's a tough sell.
And I'm looking for ways by which we could assist, even those of us in this spaces, we could assist that effort.
It's
a tough sell.
Yeah,
I really think it's going to be a tough sell. Let's talk a little bit about insurance as a wealth creation tool. This is part of a conversation that we've been having for a couple of weeks now, because we've been looking at tools, products that are in the market, in the financial markets, that can assist people to break the cycle of poverty. And tonight, you want to talk about insurance. Talk to me, Doc.
Yeah, so I want to unpack it. So insurance is one of those products that really makes one stand back and realize kind of how clever a product, really how creative the product is. And part of what we want to make sure our 702 and Cape Talk listeners develop, we've been saying it for a while now on the show, is really this idea of being curious, because that makes you learn, that makes you improve your level of financial literacy.
Yes.
I just want to start with an example that illustrates that they will unpack what insurance is. So when I say curious, I don't want to make it far-fetched, it's out there. We always hear these adverts on radio, for example.
Yeah.
Don't claim on your car insurance or household contents for a period like 3 years, or even on product life, you know, we give you money back. 10% of your premiums, we pay them to you in 3 years or in 5 years, depending on the product. So when I'm talking about curious, I'm talking about you as the consumer. Just stand it back, ask yourself, where do they get the money to pay back consumers?
Mm.
They are not generous. These are profit-making entities.
Yes.
That's the curiosity that we want our listeners, you know, to develop. Because we will unpack when we talk about different types of insurance products and this benefit that is often now attached with it, and you realize, in fact, they are paying you from your premium.
Yes.
Because a product with a cashback is more expensive than a product without the cashback. So curiosity helps you to learn. We really want our listeners to understand that.
So you are...
Talk. Hey, Chris loved that one. He said, you see.
So when you crash your car...
Yes.
You are being paid with the premiums that you've been paying over the last 3 years.
That's part of how it works, exactly. And if you don't crash, they're saying, thank you, we give you 20% of that. But that 20% is part of the premium. They've priced it in, the premium that you are already paying. And the reason, if you don't believe me, go on any online website and they will give you option to select. Do you want a product with premium back or with no premium back in 3 years? If you use that as an example, you're going to see a difference in what you pay monthly.
Why am I feeling cheated here, dog?
Because often, you know, the structure of the product is not explained because we are marketing this idea that says you don't claim, we give your money back. But we are just saying, we know these are profit-making entities. Where does the money come from? What about if I don't want this option? Do I pay a little bit less?
Yeah.
That is the curiosity we want our listeners to develop.
Right.
As you hear these adverts that come from financial institutions. So let's continue on making you curious, wondering how products work. And certainly insurance is one of those products that really can generate a lot of curiosity. Because let's just unpack what it is.
It's a grudge buy, yeah? Right?
It's something a grudge buy.
We buy it because we sort of have to, but it's something that we wish we didn't have to buy, right?
Yes.
Right?
And that's where the idea for me, that really makes it an interesting product. Because what does it do for you? At the core, before we even unpack the different types.
Right.
What does it do? It is an idea of protecting your wealth. It's an idea that says, should something bad happen, should something unforeseen happen, like crashing your lovely car, like someone passing away and there's no money to bury that person with dignity, like should you get sick and you're not able to work for several months, we will pay you. That's the idea. That's why it's a great purchase, because it's got an event that needs to happen first before you get paid, right? And you can go for a long period of time with no event happening, but you are paying. Yes. And hence, it's got that element of grudge, right?
And you
are going to unpick why it has to work like that.
Right.
For us to be able to buy insurance and protect, it has to work. Some people claim, some people don't claim. So it's a grudge purchase because it's protecting an event that you are saying, yo, if that happens, I don't want it. So let's talk about your car.
Sure.
If your car, and many South Africans, for various reasons, either a mindset of I don't want to waste my money on insurance or I can't afford it.
Yes.
They drive on the highways of Johannesburg, but they don't have insurance.
Yes, yes.
You're involved in an accident, that car is a write-off. It's exactly that. It's gone. You have nowhere to claim because you didn't protect for that event. That should I be involved in a serious accident, I want to be able to get someone to give me money to buy another car, for example. Or let's go to simple things, bra obs. Cell phones, big business, billions of money spent by South African consumers insuring their phones, their devices.
Yes.
Should it fall? Should it get stolen? I put in my claim. Why? Because I say, yo, I've got my Samsung, whatever device we have, I won't be able to replace it if I don't get someone to give me this product that says I'll pay a little bit of money every month in the event that I lose my phone, you replace it. I lose my laptop. So that's kind of the idea of this protecting your wealth, because you're saying, should the event happen, I don't have the money.
So I remember having a conversation with somebody who thinks about these things like you, and they suggested that the insurance industry is about putting you back in the same position that you were prior to the event that you
beautiful
don't want.
And there comes in your intro line.
Yeah.
You are protecting your wealth.
Right.
Right? Because it's putting you where you should be. You are not going into your bank account now and saying, well, it's not a write-off, but actually the repair is going to be 25. In fact, I was talking to a friend today. Yes. So I was involved in an accident 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And the car is not insured. Back to using public transport. And she was just saying to me, you know, I might have a shortfall of 2,000. Perhaps we might be able to help because there's been a big bill to fix the car and it's not insured.
Yes.
So here you are now unplanned 12,000 to fix your car. And what we want our 702 and Cape Talk listeners to get is when that event happened, the amount is often big, way more than the premiums that you'd have paid for a 3 or 4 year period. So real insurance, not only is it about being a grudge purchase, we love the word on this show, mindset. Individuals have mindset. In other words, they've got beliefs and attitude towards insurance. And it's different for funeral cover, which is a type of insurance that we'll unpack, versus home contents, versus insuring my phone, versus insuring my car. So it's really a mindset. So hopefully we'll be able in our dialogue today to perhaps shift someone's mindset a little bit in terms of, oh, I get it. I still may decide that I don't want it, but I understand its role of putting me back where I was and therefore protecting my wealth.
Right.
Let me give a quick example, then we can have calls or we can take it further. We all know the top earning surgeon. They do amazing work. They operate on a heart if somebody's not well. They put stuff there to make sure everything is okay inside. They even can, you know, remove tumors.
Right.
Now, do you know, Praobs, those specialist surgeons, they insure just their hands. Should I lose a finger? Should I not be able to hold this scalpel? I believe that's the name. Yeah, that's a big English word. That little knife that they use.
Yeah.
I can't earn. Therefore, they pay huge thousands of rands a month to say, if I'm no longer able to use my hands, I am gone as a top surgeon. Please, insurance company, protect
me.
They are protecting their income. Do you see why? Because I want to be in the same space that I would have been if I was working every month and doing my work as a surgeon. So they pay every month lots of money to ensure their income they get from using their hands when they do operations. So many types of insurance.
I want to find out how this can be a tool for creating wealth. I mean, you've already woken up my curiosity as we've implored our listeners to wake theirs up. Give us a call, by the way. Your curiosity needs to be shaken at the moment. You need to really be thinking about some of the things that Dr. Magwegwe has been talking about. I'd love for you to give us a call. Any questions that you may have around insurance, around the issue of protecting your wealth or your current state of affairs should some form of calamity visit you, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. The curiosity part, I love, Dr. Magwegwe. You know, we used to have a tagline, 702 for the cure. I used to love that tagline. It was something that I really did because I love curiosity.
Yeah.
So please give us a call right now on 011-883-0702. I'm interested though, given the different kinds of insurances that are there, and I hope there's an insurance for vocal cords for people
me. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. It's a profession that we have.
It's your hands.
It's your hands. It's my voice. I'm on 702.
Yeah.
Aubrey Masango show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's my thing.
I'm no longer able to work. Yeah. 100%.
Hey, man.
There's many types. Specialists, like for the surgeons, general, home, car, phone. And what's so interesting.
I bet you what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I've seen this happen. I was talking about Bucky's because I need to get a...
You need to upgrade your Bucky.
My Bucky's had it.
Is it in the budget?
Is it in the budget?
It's not.
Probs.
And I started getting adverts on Facebook and all.
Because
it's almost like somebody's listening.
Big brother.
Now watch all right? I asked you this question. Watch. I'm going to start getting people sending
me
information, your voice and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the voice, man. I really need that voice.
It's a good example.
My hands can't fix
great
cars.
Examples, yeah.
I'm short. I can't run fast. Yeah. It's a problem. 011-883-0702 is the number to dial. With the many varieties and purposes for insurance, why would it be a wealth-creating tool, doctor?
It's a good question.
Here's what I'm looking for here.
Because you just said, if it's about putting you back where you were, right? Already.
But I wasn't wealthy.
Let's unpack that.
Yeah.
So let's do an example, then I'll come back to that. Yeah. Couple of years ago, my neighbor fixed their roof, but they didn't tell the insurance some of the material that they used to redo their roof wasn't approved by the insurer.
Oh.
And guess what happened? House caught fire. It's about 7-8 years ago.
Murphy's Law. Yeah.
The insurer came and said, oh, my goodness, you didn't tell us you had done this on your roof. And, you know, the TNC says this, so we can't help you, right? So imagine, and claim repudiated. Up to today, they haven't been able to
recover
and build the house. Yes. So I'm taking extreme to demonstrate your point about putting you back where you were, right?
Right.
Let's come back to a simple example. We are encouraging our listeners to be on this journey of building wealth. We've talked about the exchange traded fund. We've talked about shares. We've talked about many tools that are available there.
Yeah.
Right? And so for me, insurance helps you to protect and build wealth in various ways. So the first one is you are a working person, right? And we know we help others in an extended family way when things happen, right? And you're being asked, please, can you contribute 5,000-10,000 because there's a funeral, right? And what insurance does is, if there's an insurance cover on those extended family members, you've covered them and you are paying 150 rand a month, you don't have to take out 10,000 to contribute for the funeral. Mm. That 10,000, right, that cash flow you have could be going into these various products that we've been talking about.
Right.
Let's think about my example of the young lady who was involved in a car accident 3 weeks ago. 12,000 to fix the car she has had to find. If she had insurance, right, depending how long she has had it and all the various factors, she wouldn't be running around trying to find 12,000 out of her cash reserves to fix the car. That's money that she, claim is done, car is fixed. The 12,000 will be going towards investment end.
Sure.
Let's talk something like income protection. You're saying I work, but you know, retrenchments are a reality, right? So you are protecting your income, you are protecting your lifestyle by saying, I'm just going to put a small amount. Should it happen that I'm retrenched, this thing kicks in for 6 months or 12 months, and then, you know, I'm protected. So partly it's the putting you back in where you were. That's, for me, part of it. Then it's got another part, perhaps, that is indirect. Think about the stress associated with these unfortunate events and running around and trying to make good where you were when you are not insured.
Yeah.
We know stress, we've talked about it on the show. Stress affects your decision making, affects your health, both physical and mentally.
Yeah.
And so you're not in the space of taking in ideas, being curious, and building wealth because you're so stressed by, I got into a portal, I need to find money to fix my windscreen. I need to fix my... So it's got that peace of mind. That's why insurers play on that for us when they say, have peace of mind. Insure your assets with us. So there is an element of truth in terms of that. So for me, those are the various ways that you can see the product called insurance as replacing what you lost, putting you in where you were, that peace of mind, and that is the foundation you need for building wealth.
I want to take some calls on 011-883-0702 as I speak to Dr. Frank Magwegwe. We're talking about insurance. Really looking forward to
it's
your
role
calls.
In your portfolio. It's role in financial planning and building and protecting your wealth.
And then questions around, can I have 2, 3?
We're going to go there. Funeral covers, for example.
What about life insurance?
Life insurance.
Can I have 2 or 3?
Disability cover, income, yes.
The whole question of the key man insurance. I've heard a lot of people starting
to talk about T's and C's. Why must you be honest?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. 011-883-0702 is the number to dial. Have you insured somebody? Did they say to you, you want to kill me?
That's a mindset, right? Yeah? You're talking about mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I remember saying to my great, my dearly departed grandmother many years ago, I said, Gok, you need to have life insurance. She said, yeah, ntomil.
Yeah.
Then funukus bulala.
You see?
My grandmother was basically saying, yeah, you want to kill me now.
And then
so that you can earn big monies, because of my death. So we need to have that conversation. Give us a call, 011-883-0702. And in that space, Dr. Frank, I want to find out, again, within the context of insurance policies as a wealth creator.
And protector.
And protector. Are we out of line when we start to say, perhaps when we insure each other, life policy insurance, that could also be a way by which, should I die, my family can realize some capital?
Absolutely. That is so critical.
That can break the back of the cycle of poverty in my family.
And continue with the lifestyle that they had.
Absolutely.
And take them to tertiary.
I want us to talk a little bit about that dispassionately, because I know that it can get really emotive, that conversation.
And then people can talk about my claim was repudiated. Yeah. They always find reasons not to pay out. We also appreciate that.
Let's take a call from Richard in Randburg. Good evening to you, Richard in Randburg. What is the question for Dr. Magwegwe?
Hi there, Olds.
Yeah.
We haven't chatted for a while.
Hey, Richard. Are you well? I'm well, man. I remember your voice.
Yeah, and you would probably remember that I trained at one of the big four auditing firms, so I've got a financial background.
Right.
I've studied insurance law, I've audited insurance companies, I've been involved in them, I've looked at a lot of insurance products.
Right, right.
And law, insurance is a law of contract.
Yep.
And I must just praise your guest, Dr. Frank, because I love his energy.
Thank you, Richard.
That he's been explaining this. However, there's always a however.
Yes.
You're just missing putting your finger on one pertinent point, and Aubrey's just drifted over it now.
Please,
and that
bring
about
us back there.
The cycle of poverty.
Yes. Yep.
Now, what happens is I've insured cars and things in the past, and then I've taken the risk myself, because it's about risk.
Yeah.
So I've self-insured in concept.
Yeah.
And I'm 57, and I'm now thinking again about aged parents and you know, kids and what happens if, kind of thing. So I've started looking at a couple of things, and what I must say that you kind of, and I want to help you with this word.
Yeah, please.
It's shock loss.
Yeah. Shock loss.
Shock loss.
Yeah.
So when you insure, what you're doing is, and poor people generally don't, you know, poorer people don't take out an insurance.
Yeah.
Whereas wealthier people do.
Yes.
And this is an anomaly, because the people that actually need it the most are poorer people.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that it is a grudge purchase. I've felt that before.
Yeah.
I've said, to hell with it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I've gone back and I've thought about it carefully, and I've actually gone and decided to do it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm talking about certain things like accidental death or you know, things that if I disappear as a breadwinner, my family would end up below the poverty line.
Yeah. Destitute, kind of, even in the worst case.
For not a huge amount of money, I'm able to make sure that doesn't happen to them. And so I think it's my responsibility to my family to do that. I would be negligent if I didn't. And I'll take another example, a funeral policy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't have a funeral policy, you're expecting other people to pay for your funeral, pass the hat around? I think that's rude. To be honest.
Listen to Richard.
I've woken up to that fact recently. I didn't have funeral policy.
Yeah.
I've now got a funeral policy.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids are on it and blah, blah, blah. So the fact is, if any one of us pass, then we're not sitting in a situation where suddenly we've got to find 50,000 Rand to cover that, because that's going to be a dent that is going to set people back.
Absolutely.
And if people aren't in my position, they're in worse positions, it's going to, you know, then they can't do it.
Yeah.
It's going to set them back for 10 years, a generation even.
Yeah.
So that's the first point I wanted to make. And I know I belabored it a bit, but
thank
I think
you.
It's such an important thing.
Yes.
People have to understand, you think it's a grudge purchase, but when the damn thing happens, you're in such big trouble that you're going to really wish that you had it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first point. The second point is that there are ways to use a financial service product to protect your wealth, as you're mentioning now.
Yeah.
And there's other ways to create wealth where you actually use them to generate and to get ahead and to even get out of poverty.
Right.
Now, I don't want to go and give all my secrets and my IT away because it's part of my financial advisory that I do. But if you're willing, Orby, I'm going to, not the number that I phoned you on, that's a direct private number, but I can give you another business-related number. And if people really want to know and I can help them, I'll make that number available, and you can mention it on air, but people must just WhatsApp
me,
and I will show them how to, for free, I'm not going to charge them for it. I'll put them into an online training that I'm busy developing, so it might take a week or so. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on it for quite a while.
Well, let's do this,
I'll show
Richard.
Them how to get out of poverty.
Yeah, no,
they don't need a
absolutely.
Job application. They don't, need a, they don't need anything like that. There's no cues. They can be in and starting to actually develop income streams, you know, within days.
Listen, Richard, thanks very much for a great call. I remember your voice well. I am going to ask Ndando to take your number so that we can get in touch with you and perhaps we can feature that conversation on this particular show at some point,
Okay. And and remember the spray, Orby. Remember the nasal spray?
Absolutely. Richard, thanks very much,
thank
man.
Thank you, Richard.
Appreciate it. Richard
wonderful
in Randburg,
ideas.
Absolutely. Some really nice
did
ideas.
Did you see that idea of mindset? And I guess one thing that I can touch on is this idea that you're not stuck with insurance. As your financial position changes, you may decide that I don't need the same level of cover that I had. You can reduce it. Let's say, for example, you're just starting working out. You really don't have a lot of available cash, lump sum. And you're saying to yourself, well, maybe I'm going to get funeral cover for 50,000, right? And then as things improve, you can say, well, I'm going to reduce it so that I pay a smaller premium and put some of the money towards investment. Should something happen, the claim will go through. I can top it up with a little bit of that's what he was referring to by self-insure. So you can actually change. In fact, that's what we actually encourage as financial planners, that you need to review the whole insurance portfolio at least once a year and decide what do you increase and what should you be reducing.
Is it still relevant to your current
because
state?
Because over-insuring,
right,
that it also doesn't help you. We'll talk about that now because one of the common things we know, perhaps among South Africans, is holding multiple funeral insurance policies.
Oh, of course,
that is not an investment.
Exactly. No, we need to have this conversation.
Yeah, average 3-4.
Yeah.
That's what our research tells us.
It's very, very scary stuff. And I do want us to talk a little bit about that. Owen is in Orlando West. Hi, Owen.
Sorry, bro. Let me just
switch off your radio. Good evening,
thank
Owen.
Thank you so much, Owen.
Thank you. Dr. Makwekwe, how are you, sir?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for listening to our wonderful show. What's on your mind?
No, nothing much. It's just a compliment to say, hey, thank you so much for the other day. I spoke to you, called you, just recognized the voice from work. And I say, hey, are you Dr. Makwekwe?
I spoke about that 2 weeks ago, yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking
about
that. Yeah.
Yes. So, Dr. Makwekwe, I am in the industry, in the insurance industry.
Yeah, because you're from my way, right, Owen?
Yes.
I remember. I did talk about you on the show.
Yeah,
I did. I did hear. I just missed out on catching through to phone you and say thank you.
Awesome.
So now, the question is, you see, when you're speaking of funeral covers, most of our own people, would go around making a lot of funeral covers with different companies.
Correct.
Now, the problem will come where there's a claim.
Yes.
Now, you find that these insurance companies will communicate, and let's say you took a 100,000 cover from each of them.
Yeah.
400,000 you expect, right? But as soon as a claim comes in, there's a problem. Now, you can't be getting all that money. Why does it happen? Because they'll share. Probably those four companies will say, no, let's give them 25% each. So why is that the reason?
Okay, that's a good question. So let's just unpack that a little bit. So first step in South African law, because the National Treasury and the government have been concerned for several years with the marketing of insurance. You'd know cell phone companies have funeral cover that they sell, retailers, banks themselves. So everyone is really, because it's quite a profitable product. So that's the first step. So several years ago, a limit was put in place that for PraOps, one person, one policy that he's got, the maximum cover on a funeral is 100,000. But you can have as you correctly point out, 400,000 funeral policies, you know, with four different insurers. Right. Let's come to claim your point. So because there is a lot of fraud in the industry, you know, if you had 400,000, naturally, when this person that you had insured, because you had insured the same person, you insure one person with each one of them. So there's generally an interest in trying to find out, you know, was there anything funny going on there? The claim might take longer, etc., etc. But it is not that they talk and they say, no, let's give you, you know, 25, 25, 25. It's more just around trying to make sure there's no funnies around the fact that you went and insured one person, 100,000, the maximum allowed with each one of the four insurers. And the reason why they do that, Owen, it's because when we introduce fraud, you, me, and other consumers, what happens is fraudulent claims are paid, and these are profit-making entities. They're going to have to push the premiums up for every one of us to cover losses as a result of fraud. That's why sometimes we are frustrated. There's a lot of investigation before they pay, because they want to make sure they root out the fraud and keep premiums reasonable for most of us. I hope that helps.
That helps. Now, it actually, you know, and there's something else. Now it comes to issues with life covers. Why does it take so long? 6 months to, you know, pay out, like, you know, is that still the same reason where you're saying that maybe they're doing their investigations and all of that?
Again, it depends on the claim. I can tell you, having worked for a large insurer, and in my work that I do, I can tell you that insurers are competing on paying soonest. If there is no issues, the death certificate is there, nothing, you know, funny around the claim, 24 to 48 hours max for both life and funeral cover. The 6 months is only when there's really issues that...
And there are questions.
Yeah, there was some dishonesty often when you took up the policy. They pick it up as they investigate the death, if it's funeral cover or life cover. And therefore, they can't pay because they want to make sure that, you know, everything is kosher around what happened. There's a lot of fraud in the industry.
Owen, I'm going to let you go, brother. Thanks very much for your call. Much appreciated. My good friends, Dikeledi Wakamalebia says, Aubrey and Dr. Magwengwe, Mama Gwengwe, what I've noticed over the years is that having a comprehensive car, household, and portable items cover is cost effective than separating the items.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. So before I answer that, let's just make sure that, you know, our 702 listeners are also saying, I don't know what these guys are talking about, Ops and Dr. McGuire. So when we talk funeral, that's a well-known 42% or so of South Africans report owning at least one. You are simply saying, should someone pass away, please give me 50,000 to bury them with dignity. That's what we call funeral cover. There's no need for doctors' investigations about the health of this individual you're covering. You get it almost immediately. For many policies, you can even cover up to 21. The highest is a product by Capitec that covers 21 lives. You can put them on one funeral cover. When we talk life cover, we're now talking a product that's a little bit more involved. They want to know your state of health, yourself or whoever is being covered. They send you to a doctor. They check your blood. They look at history of common diseases within your family. That is called underwriting. That's where the honesty comes in. And there you're saying, should I pass away? The amounts are bigger. It can be 4 million. We just had a case now of someone who took a cover of something like 30 million. Should I pass away? I want my family to get 30 million. The amounts can be very big, right? And therefore, they want to know exactly, do you know something about your health that we don't know? So they send you to a doctor, a lot of tests. That is funeral cover. Then we have disability cover. Should I get disabled?
Life cover.
Yeah, so life cover is the one we've talked about. Should someone pass away?
Yes.
Right? You get paid out. Yes. So it's only paid out on death.
Yeah.
Life cover. You're covering the life of an individual.
Yeah.
Then we have disability cover.
Right.
I haven't passed away, but I have a risk of being disabled in a car accident or in anything that might happen. So you get protected for disability. You're no longer able to do your work. You get paid monthly, or you can get a lump sum, right? So those are the different types.
Right.
Let's come now to the question. So the question is talking about what we call short-term insurance. It's not life insurance. It's not disability insurance. It's not often called dread disease cover, you know, your cancers and things like that. We're talking about, I have my car, I have my home contents insured by one insurance company. It is true indeed that that is often cost effective. That's why the listener is calling and sharing that.
Comprehensive is cheaper.
I go to one, I tell them, insure my phone, insure my TV, insure my fridge, insure my car as well, and my partner's car. You could even add the building itself, the house, and its contents. And it's cost effective when you do that with one.
Right.
Absolutely. So that's one way you could reduce your insurance premium by trying to combine everything with one. So go and get quotes from three or so of them and say, I want to have everything with you together. Then add that the individuals that you might have, most times you're going to find comprehensive with one is going to be a little bit lower than having one doing a car, the other one doing home content, the other one doing the building itself.
Inkunze Mnyama says,
yes,
says
our wonderful,
informative as always,
dedicated listener.
Wednesday evenings are for Dr. Magwegwe.
It's the big English from Inkunze Mnyama.
Yeah, Inkunze Mnyama. I love it, man. Listen, and of course, Katlego says, please, if you can, let this topic of insurance continue.
We'll do for the next session.
Our people need to hear this.
Yeah.
If others can bring their positive experiences, please, we'd love to do hear that. It'll definitely help. Not to say we shouldn't hear the negatives. I want to say this.
Yes.
Dr. Marco, I get on that. You see, I walk around.
Yes.
On the ground.
Yeah. Listen to that, Chris. Listen to that intro.
Yeah.
You got me now. I want to hear. What are you going to say?
I'm a ground person.
Yeah.
No, just a person on the ground.
Yeah.
Oops. One of the things that I am sometimes a little bit worried about, especially from our community, is how much money we spend on death versus life.
Correct.
And that what I want to say now is pertinent to the very subject that we're trying to
and I'm going to explain why people do that from our research at Nedbank, for example.
The issue here being we want to break the cycle of poverty by understanding the technicalities and how these products work, these tools work.
Yeah.
And you spoke earlier on about how we sometimes will have three funeral covers.
Correct. 100,000 each, 50,000 payout. Yeah.
My mother, my elderly mother has got a funeral cover that she's been paying for years.
Yeah.
I think 600 rand.
Yeah.
Years, years. Easy 30 years.
Yeah.
And I wonder, could that money have been used for something else that has the potential of wealth creation?
Yeah.
Talk to me about
That's a lovely question. And there, Brother Chris, I get an opportunity to say something that I was hoping I'd get a chance to say it, right?
Here we go.
This is profound. Yeah. Okay, but you're not supposed to say that. You know, people are the ones who must judge. It's profound.
Sure.
So, Praobs, I want our listeners to understand, and I'll unpack your question just now, but I want to give it a foundation.
Right.
And this is how I was thinking about preparing for the show. We've been talking about investments, right? Exchange-traded funds, unit trust, and shares.
Mm.
And I want to say this to 702 listeners. If it can help you understand the difference between insurance and investment, then I would have done a good job if this example works.
Sure.
So we've been talking about investments. And I thought a good way to explain it is this. Investments, right, have long memory. Investment products have long memory. They remember you've been contributing every month. It has been getting interest or returns. There is the amount you have accumulated now.
Yeah.
So I'm arguing investment products have a long memory. Insurance products, Praobs, they've got a short memory. In fact, their memory is only 1 month. Why do I say that? When we insure Cape Talk and 702 listener, this is what you are doing. You are saying to an insurance company, deduct my premium on 1 April, right? Because we're in April and I'm going to use that as an example. For insuring my car or my phone or home contents, right? For the month of April, Praobs, for the month of April, we now in May, that premium is gone. You were covered for April. Nothing happened in April to claim. We now cover you for May. we now cover you for June. So why am I saying it's insurance product, they have short memory? They don't care that your mom has been contributing towards a funeral cover for 30 years.
Yeah.
She was being covered month by month.
Hey.
So whether we say 30 years times 12 is 360, times all this money, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
That's why you mustn't over-insure. You are protected for the month. How do I know? Well, miss a month's installment, you are no longer covered.
Yes.
So we need to understand. We shouldn't over-insure because if you didn't claim 1 month, gone. You are now covered for the next month. You don't claim. You're now covered for the next month. That is how it works. Month by month. Whereas if you are putting money in a unit trust, you put it in a month, you put next month, it adds up and you get interest on that. So we
There's a cumulative effect. Yeah.
Because it's growing month by month. Yeah. Whereas insurance, it's protecting month by month. Short-term memory.
Right.
You didn't claim for the phone, Praops. It didn't get lost. You have it. Thank you for that premium.
Yeah.
We now cover you for the next month. That is why it needs hundreds and thousands, millions of people for the product to work.
We need to continue with this conversation on insurance. I think it's a very,
and
very important
And you're going to pick products from now on.
Absolutely.
In funeral, life, disability, over the next 4 weeks.
Dr. Frank Makwege, how do people get in touch with you as we close?
FrankMakwege.com. Just hit that talk to Frank button. And here is your prescription for the week.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Please look into all the insurance that you have so that when we unpack them topic by topic, you understand if it's funeral cover, how many, what's the installment. You have life cover, you have disability. You'll get more value out of our conversation if you take this prescription, writing down every insurance that you own.
Dr. Frank Makwege, as always, thank you so much for your time.